Angel Mom's Campaign with Trump, America Devolving into Third World Country under Kamala Harris. By John Binder on August 22, 2024. While campaigning with former President Donald Trump near the southern border in Montezuma Pass, Arizona, Angel Moms warned Americans that the United States risks becoming a third world country without border controls put back in place that President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris removed. On Thursday, Angel Mom Patty Morin joined Trump during a press conference near the border. Morin's daughter Rachel, a 37-year-old mother of five children, was found brutally raped and beaten to death in August of last year in Maryland. Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, a 23-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, was arrested and charged with Rachel's murder in June of this year. In 2023, on three occasions, Martinez Hernandez was apprehended by Border Patrol agents trying to cross the southern border after he allegedly murdered a woman in his native El Salvador. On his fourth attempt to get into the U.S., Martinez Hernandez was successful, becoming one of more than 2 million gotaways who have crossed the border undetected by Border Patrol since Biden and Harris took office. "We are 1,800 miles from the border, and because of this open border, we've not just had my daughter, we've had two cases where illegal aliens have caused rape and murder of our citizens," Patty Morin said. "I really want our words to be heard. We're not here for a political stand. We're here because we're losing our moms, our daughters, our children to criminals, and that shouldn't happen. We should be taking care of our country, our people. And the only way I believe that's going to happen is if President Trump is re-elected as president and we close up this border and we put policies back into place that were there before instead of this open border. We're going to end up being a third world country if it continues this way," emphasis added. Likewise, Angel Mom Alexis Nungare spoke at the Trump campaign press conference, recalling the sexual assault and murder of her 12-year-old daughter Jocelyn in Houston, Texas, in June of this year, allegedly at the hands of two illegal aliens from Venezuela who were released into the U.S. interior by Biden and Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Alexis Nungare said her daughter's murder could have been prevented if not for DHS releasing the suspects from federal custody, even as there was open detention space. "They had no reason to do anything that they did to Jocelyn," Alexis Nungare said. "DHS had over 300 detention beds that they should have been at because they were detained and released when they shouldn't have been released. One had an ankle monitor, it didn't stop anything. So now I have to go through the rest of my life with my son always asking for his sister," emphasis added. "Please take into consideration how important border control is because we're losing very innocent people to heinous crimes that shouldn't be happening in the first place," Alexis Nungare said. Harris's campaign attempted to use the press conference, meant to spotlight Angel families and their plight, as an attack line against Trump. The Trump campaign blasted the Harris campaign statement. "Biden and Harris have overseen more than 10 million border crossings at the nation's borders, the largest wave of illegal immigration in American history. Millions of those crossings are illegal aliens who have successfully entered the U.S. without being detected by Border Patrol. At the same time, tens of thousands of migrants are being released directly into the U.S. interior every month thanks to Biden and Harris's expansive catch-and-release network at the border." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.